Silence.
Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerf Ray Radio.
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 65 of Nerd Pride Radio. 65, the number of cards in a standard deck once they accept my application for making purple horseshoes the fifth suit. Oh, ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me. I am awesome. My name is Mike Jones. And I'm a D&D slash Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus there's like seven other kinds of nerd. I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You're listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. And my co-host this week is... Oh, shoot. I had a good one and I completely forgot it. No time for that now, because we have to get directly to the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast. I am flying by the seat of my pants. This is the time for me when I talk about whatever's been on my mind for the last week. If something strikes me as interesting during the course of my busy, busy week, I add it to my master list, and the best stuff off that list gets spewed out all over you guys every week when I record. You lucky dogs. Although, I'm completely ignoring the master list this week. Here's what's going on. Let's start off with some meta talk.
Oppenheimer!
That's right, meta talk. I'm going to pull back the curtain, talk about my podcast, the website, blah, 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 blah. All right. This is my safety podcast. You guys have already noticed that it's probably only going to be about 10 minutes long. I'm just starting. I'm completely winging it. We'll see how things go. I have to leave to go camping for the weekend, and I'm leaving, in about an hour. And therefore, not going to record today, not going to be able to record most of the weekend. If I do get a chance to record, I'm only going to be able to do it in my wife's classroom, which, as we've seen in the past, is hit or miss on how the sound comes out. Last time I released an episode from the classroom, worked out fine, and then I tried again last week, couldn't get it to work. Who knows? So there may or may not be another podcast this weekend, so I got to make sure I get you guys something. No, the one on Monday doesn't count because that was to make up for the crappy episode the week before. So this is this week's podcast, just in case I don't get another one out. As long as I'm in the meta talk, I thanked you guys a little while ago for being such great listeners and helping me out, and I really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And I just want to say, keep the Podomatic entries coming. I'm really liking the ones I've been getting lately. You guys are putting a lot of thought into them. They're really cool. And you guys know, if you send me something, especially, send me five or six, one of them's bound to make it to the air in the first couple episodes. So it's totally worth your time. You get to be special. And also, if you like this podcast, I'm sure you guys are already doing this, but, my iTunes ranking is never going to be anything. I don't network. I don't go on a lot of other podcasts or any other podcasts for that matter. It's just me sitting in my living room, usually, and just talking into a microphone because it entertains me. And so I don't bring on guests. I don't go out and see other podcasts. I don't do any of that stuff. So really, the only people who tune in are people that you tell. And so really, at the end, I talk about writing up reviews for me, going to my Facebook page, talking to me on Twitter, all these things, and they're all great and they help. But really, the single best thing that you can do to help me out is just tell somebody, convince a friend to listen, but not to episode 63, because that thing was garbage. Not true. Episode 63, I finally listened to it all the way through, and the bumper music, the theme music, is going to blow your ears out. It is jarring and terrible, and it hurt me every single time it did it. But other than those parts, when it's just me talking, if I'm not yelling Podomatic or something, just keep the volume down a little bit. get over it a little bit. There's some good content in there, and it's not a great listening experience, but it is good content. And so, you know, if you're willing to take a risk, go for it. Otherwise, like I say, tell people about this podcast, spread the word. I love getting new listeners. If you've been listening for a while and you've been thinking it might be cool to submit a Podomatic, it might be cool to come talk to me on my website, do it. I love to hear from you. That's what keeps me going, is the feedback I get from you guys, and I enjoy the crap out of it. So thank you for everything. I'm sorry if I'm talking really fast. Like I say, this is the safety podcast. You only get a few minutes. Let's get to my only segment for the show.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die.
That's right, it's my gaming table. Role-playing games, video games, card games. If it's on my gaming table, then I'm here to share it with you. I can't believe I remembered that without a script. I'm so good at this. Yeah, after about 50 times of saying that, it starts to sink in a little bit. All I want to talk about is our game of Pathfinder that we played last night. I have not gotten enough sleep the last couple of nights for lots of reasons. One, it's time for term tests and final papers and all this stuff for my kids. And so I've been helping them study and that kind of stuff, and stayed up way too late on a project one night with the oldest, and just crazy, crazy. And then last night, I should have gotten some sleep because I know we're camping today, but it was Pathfinder night. It was Pathfinder on Roll20. I can't miss out on that, and I'm so glad I didn't. Last night was so much fun. The whole group gets stuck in this, well, not stuck, we went there intentionally, but this creepy old abandoned house. And everything in it just screams haunted house. I mean, there's people hearing voices and seeing things that other people don't see and hear. The atmosphere was just all creepy, and we were all getting all worked up about it. And it turns out that the entire house is just booby-trapped with all sorts of God knows what. We don't know if it's intentional or if this is who knows what's causing all of this. But I walk into a room, and it's the music room in this old mansion, this old abandoned Luigi's mansion. And in the music room is a big grand piano that is gone to seed. It's falling apart. It looks terrible. And look, I'm a bard. I've got ADHD. My character did exactly what I would have done in that situation. If I walk into a room with a piano, I instinctively go over and just, bang on a couple of keys, just to hear the sound of it. I don't even play piano, but my character does. And she was excited, piano, so she goes over and she just, twiddles the keys a little bit. And I was just doing it to add atmosphere, because that's what she would do. So I'm just putting in a little bit of character here, and of course, the piano's trapped. And playing some music immediately, my character is possessed by some sort of dancing spirit, and I'm seeing things, and I'm spinning around the room, and it was just freaky and creepy. Everyone in the room panics. Finally, our giant monk winds up smashing the hell out of the piano, just destroys the thing, tackles me to the floor, and that was my shining moment for the night. In another room, someone became convinced that one of the other characters was his child and was in danger. So he picks the dude up. It's a halfling, picks the dude up and tries to run away with him. And it was just all like this, the whole scenario. And of course, thank God I'm playing with a bunch of grownups and people who are professional enough that we know what we're in. We all realize as players that we're sitting in a haunted house, and yet we keep going through the motions of it because, well, this is what our characters would continue doing. And the characters became very leery. And so for me, the worst part is after the dancing thing was over, there was this shriek and everyone in the room lost 2 points of wisdom, which, did I mention last episode that I only have a 7 wisdom to start with? So now I've got a 5. We go into the next room and there is a stuffed monkey head, and the stuffed monkey head has its mouth open, and there's a bell pull, a little rope coming out of the monkey's mouth, begging to be pulled. Me as a person, I want to pull that rope. I don't care that this is a haunted house. I don't care that something horrible is going to happen. I've got to see what it is. And my character with the ADHD and the 5 wisdom now, oh, it was killing her. The rest of the group kept setting guards on me to make sure I didn't pull the damn rope. Oh, it was driving me nuts. So I kept trying to distract him. I'd move away and then I'd move back. And of course, I'm really transparent. It's not like I was fooling anybody. I mean, kept talking about how, I don't even care anymore. Oh, it's just a stupid monkey. Who cares? No. And of course, they're following me around. And the whole time, The rest of you don't know this, if you're listening to this. The rest of you don't know this, but the whole time, Eliahad is whispering to me in the background going, five wisdom. Come on, wisdom five. Over and over and over. I'm like, I know, I want to. And finally, someone says, well, we might as well check out that monkey head. And I go, check out the monkey head, pull. And it lets out a little shriek, and then the head breaks off of the wall and rolls across the floor, and that's it. Nothing happened. It was the most disappointing. I mean, all of this tension, all this buildup, and all I get is a little cat scare, and nothing happened. Oh, my God. It killed me. Absolutely killed me. But it was a great session. We had a good time. And it was instructive to me because there was no combat. There was no fighting. There wasn't even, I mean, it's not, and it wasn't our interactive role play. Like, you know, normally if I tell you it's a non-combat situation, then normally we're interacting with NPCs or we have some good role play going between us or whatever. This was us role playing, staying in character with a house. We were just playing off the horror movie tropes in this house, and we had so much fun with it. It was just a different type of experience, and one that I would never have thought to put this in one of my games. I never would have thought that a haunted house like this, with this many trapped things, I never would have thought that this was a good idea. And at one point, the Dungeon Master leaves his mic on just long enough that we can hear him giggling like a maniac as he explains to his wife, no, they're triggering everything. Oh, and then he winds up muting it after that. But it's like, I know, we're just walking right into it. And it was entertaining for him. It was entertaining for us. We had such a good time. So cool. But anyway, I've already passed the 10-minute mark. So really, my time is up. We got to get right to the pod-o-matic. Sweet. Hot dog is what I meant to say. This is Nerd Pride Radio's pod-o-matic. I haven't even gotten down to that part of the script yet. At the end of every cast, I bring out R2 and his fully pimped out pod-o-matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is where you come in. If you want to hear me haver on about something, you send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums, and I'll add it to the pod-o-matic list. Pod-o-matic is about whatever you want it to be. And here I am with a 13 and no pod-o-matic in front of me. Hold on. Open podomatic.xls. Why is that not XLSX, I wonder? That is bizarre. Go to the, no, not the, there we go, my old master list. I haven't even looked at that in ages. No, that's fingertips. Still haven't used that list in ages. Okay, here we go. 13. I got it. 13 is, no, not there. Oh, I didn't even remove the ones from last week. So 13 is no good, because those are still the ones from last week. Hold on. Let's go 83. I can only do high numbers this week. 83 is from Stan. Stan says, what's the most recent fiction book you've read? Oh, Maze Runner. I just talked about Maze Runner. You guys know that one. And I liked it. It was a good book for a kid's book, for a book written with absolutely no flower or flair whatsoever. It was a great time. Really enjoyed it. Trying to think if I've got anything else in the queue, but nothing really. I mean, I'm going to read the next Maze Runner book coming up here, but otherwise, I don't have anything that I'm planning on. But I am going to read. Fiction book. Wait, did you ask me fiction? Yeah, recent fiction book. Okay, all right, then that's it. Maze Runner. Let's move on. 39 says it's from Stan again. Have you supported any Kickstarters? Well, holy crap, have I? Yes, but only one that I've actually supported. There's many I've been interested in, and some of them that I even pass along to other people. But the one that I actually have put money into, and I was just about to mention it as a book, and when I realized it was a nonfiction book, is the Designers and Dragons Kickstarter from, and I've already mentioned it to you guys, but the Designers and Dragons Kickstarter from Evil Hat Games. where it's doing the history of role-playing games. And I've already got the 70s, and I'm just waiting for the 80s to come out. In fact, it may already have come out. I've got a couple of messages waiting from them in my mailbox, but I haven't had time to look. So, fingers crossed. I don't really think it's going to be that soon. But, oh, what if it is? I should go look. 77. And 77 is from... Dun, dun, dun. Akiva! Akiva says, if you could change one major historical event, what would it be and why? I'm sure there are many historical events that I could change to make the world a better place, but I won't. I'm going to go back to the year 1066, and I'm going to have the English decide that they're going to face off with the Norman invasion first. Let's say that the Vikings, the Norsemen came in just a few days later, and instead we go fight the Normans first, and we drive them out of England. We win, but now, exhausted and beaten, the English then head up to defend against the Vikings, and Harald Hardrada kicks their asses and takes over England. Huh? Wouldn't that be something? And why would I do it? Just because I think it'd be cool. I just want to see what happens. I just want to see how the world would be different. This is an alternate history that just fascinates me. I have obsessed about the year 1066 and this confluence of invasions and battles. It fascinates me to no end. 1066, the last time England was successfully invaded by a foreign power. Oh my God, the celebration that they're going to have. And I mean, it's going to be 52 years from now, and I probably won't be around for it. But in 2066, 1,000 unbroken years? That's amazing. I really, that's just an exciting, exciting event for me. That's what I would do. And hey, that's my last one. Told you this was going to be a short show. So, GLaDOS?
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2014 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk, and the only bumper music I used this week was Weezer's In the Garage. These songs are available on iTunes. Check them out, buy them, enjoy them, blah, blah, blah. If you feel like doing something nice for the podcast, hey, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, no, email me. Wait, I'll even respond to that, but even better, you should come to my forum, sign up, send me a private message. We will hang out together. We'll become best friends. It'll be awesome. And welcome to my closing bit. This is the Nerd Pride Radio after party. Oh, I was so close, so close. I had just talked to my son after the last episode. I had just talked to my son and said, that's it. Nobody has submitted any suggestions for names for this segment. So from now on, it will be officially known as Listener Disappointment. All right. It would be, hey, this is the end of the cast. Welcome to Listener Disappointment. All right. I was so excited for that. And then what happens? Oh, Ron sends me a suggestion at the last minute. He sent me a couple of suggestions, of which I like the Nerd Pride Radio after party best. And so therefore, he sent me a suggestion just like I asked. I'm actually going to use it. But man, I so wanted to have Listener Disappointment just to remind you guys of how you failed me so many times, and then you chose to not fail me, so I can't really do that anymore. This would be the segment where I post up when I start recording, and then any comments you guys add during my recording I'll read off at the end. But I didn't actually do that this time because I knew it would be a short cast. It turns out my clock says 18 minutes just now, which means that maybe it'll be a little longer, a little shorter once I add the music in. But I appreciate you guys sitting with me. Hopefully I get time for a full podcast this weekend. But if not, I hope you enjoyed this one. Say goodnight, R2.